This is the Living Homegrown Podcast, episode number 20.
Welcome to the Living Homegrown Podcast, where it's all about how to live farm fresh without the farm. To help guide the way to a more flavorful and sustainable lifestyle is your host, national PBS TV producer and canning expert, Teresa Lowe.
Hi there, everyone, and welcome to the Living Homegrown Podcast. I'm your host, Teresa Lowe. This podcast is where we talk about living farm fresh without a farm through artisan food crafts like canning, preserving, and fermenting, small space food growing, and just living a more sustainable lifestyle. If you'd like to learn more about these topics or my online canning courses, just visit my website, livinghomegrown.com. Now, I don't know how the weather is where you live, but here in Los Angeles, it is hot. I mean, really, really hot. Now, I live at the beach, and it is even hot here. We don't even have air conditioning here because we usually have a really nice sea breeze, and the temperatures stay really mild. But the last week or so, it has been so miserable not having an AC. I'm also... a little bit of a wimp when it comes to humidity. And the problem is that it's been humid. And normally we have a very dry heat. It can be over 100 here in LA, and it's still pretty comfortable because it's dry. But now we've had, for the last 2 weeks or so, a lot of humidity. So I've just been dying. And part of the problem is that this heat has also caused my garden to go bonkers, and I am overloaded with tomatoes and cucumbers from all the heat. And it's kind of hard when it's so hot to do any kind of canning when the kitchen's already so warm. So I wrote a post last week on my blog about what to do to preserve tomatoes without canning them. So be sure to visit the website if you want that. It's a post about how you can freeze them or even juice them and freeze the juice. But this week's podcast is about preserving the other thing that I have in my garden, which is cucumbers, and how to preserve them without canning them. And I'm talking about making refrigerator pickles. There are basically three different types of pickles you can make. And I did a whole episode on the different types of pickles. That would be episode 7. So if you want to really learn all about the different kinds of pickles, be sure to check out that podcast. It would be at livinghomegrown.com/07. And you can check out the post or listen to the podcast or even read the transcript if you want a lot more detail into the different types of pickles. But let me just give you a really quick, brief description of the three different types of pickles so you understand where refrigerator pickles fit into the picture. So one way that you can make pickles is to create a fermented pickle. And this is the old-fashioned kind of pickle that used to sit on the counters in some of the old stores. And it is when you take a vegetable like a cucumber and you put it into a salt brine with spices, and the natural bacteria that is in the container will start a fermentation process. And the fermentation is called lactofermentation. And the bacteria will slowly change over the sugar and the starch in the food into lactic acid, and that creates an environment that is safe for that food to be preserved for a longer period of time. And it's a very tart, acid flavor, like a pickle. So that's a fermented pickle. A second type of pickle is called a quick pickle. And this is a pickle that has no fermentation. And the way you get the high acid in that particular situation is with vinegar. And so just like the name sounds, it's very fast and quick. You take your vegetable, like a cucumber, and you submerge it in a vinegar water solution. There may be a little bit of salt in the mix, but it's not there to create a fermentation. It's more to add flavor, and the vinegar is what is preserving or making it safe. You can also add spices and get different flavor combinations, but the gist of a quick pickle is that you're submerging it into a vinegar solution, and the vinegar is what is preserving it. You can can it up and put it on the shelf, and it will last up to a year in that vinegar solution. And the longer it sits, the more it absorbs the different spice flavorings that you've added into the jar. Now, the third pickle is a refrigerator pickle. And it is basically a quick pickle that you do not can up. You put it into the refrigerator. And what I love about a quick pickle like this is that there's no canning involved. You don't have to process it. You basically create the pickle, put it into the jar with the vinegar and spices, and then you place it into the refrigerator. There are definitely some pros and cons to each type of pickle, and I go into that in episode 7. But what I want to cover today is exactly how you make a refrigerator pickle and offer you some pickling tips so that you can get the best pickle possible. Say that 10 times fast. What I love about refrigerator pickles is that it's a great way to use up a bumper crop of cucumbers, but it's also a great way to use up just a few cucumbers. Sometimes towards the end of the growing season, I don't have bumper crops anymore. I just have like maybe 3 or 4 cucumbers at a time, and it's really not enough to make a whole big batch that I'm going to be canning up and putting on the shelf. So instead, I'll mix up a brine of refrigerator pickles and keep it in my refrigerator. And I'm just slicing up a couple cucumbers and throwing it in there. And it's like a snack for us, or we'll put it on our sandwiches or our hamburgers. And I didn't have to make up this big, huge batch of pickles when I only have like 3 or 4. So it's great for large batches and small batches. I also think a refrigerator pickle is great for a beginner. This is a great way to make your very first pickle because you're pretty much guaranteed that it's going to work. You don't have to worry about the canning process. It's more just following a recipe, and you can get a really crisp, delicious pickle this way. So this particular recipe that I'm talking about today is called a bread and butter pickle, and it's meant for being put on sandwiches and hamburgers, things like that. But I love to eat them just by fishing them out with a fork and eating them straight out of the jar. And that's actually the way my kids like to eat them too. So when I make up a batch of these and I put them in the refrigerator, they tend to go pretty quickly because my kids will come by and fish out 4 or 5 at a time and eat them as a snack. And I'd much rather have them eating that than potato chips or some kind of a junk food. These are homegrown cucumbers. I've made up the brine myself. I know exactly what's in it. So I just think it's a win-win. Some of the advantages of a refrigerator pickle are, like I said, you don't need to process it in a water bath canner, so it's great when it's too hot. It's a great thing to do in the middle of summer. There's also no special equipment needed. You're going to just be putting this in any kind of a container. It does not even have to be a canning jar. Also, refrigerator pickles are lower in sodium than a standard fermented pickle, but they do have sugar. So this particular recipe is a sweet and sour pickle, and it does have sugar. But if you're trying to keep your sodium down, a refrigerator pickle is one way that you can reduce sodium. And you can't do that with some recipes because the salt is there for preservation. But in a refrigerator pickle, the vinegar and the refrigerator are what are keeping them safe. So you can use a low sodium or no sodium pickle. Another advantage of a refrigerator pickle is that you can adjust the spices to suit your taste and it will still be safe. So you can change out any of the spices that I have in my recipe and it won't make any difference in the safety of that pickle. And that's kind of fun to do. You can change them out. You could make 2 or 3 jars and add different spices to each one and see which one you prefer. It's kind of fun to experiment. Now, let me tell you, it is so easy to make a refrigerator pickle. This is basically all you have to do. You slice up your cucumbers, you mix up a brine solution, which is a vinegar and your spices and some sugar, and you pour it over the cucumbers, you let it cool, and then you pop it into the refrigerator. Boom, done. That's it. You just let it sit for at least 3 days so it can kind of gather up all those flavors into the cucumbers, and then you can start eating the cucumbers. It is that simple. Now, as part of this podcast, I wanted to give you 10 secrets or 10 tips to making a great refrigerator pickle. First, it's really important that you use the right kind of cucumber. Not all cucumbers make a good pickle. Look for or grow yourself the traditional knobby kind of varieties that say pickling in their name. And the reason you want that is those stay really firm and they have the best flavor. You want to avoid the smooth-skinned or burpless or salad cucumbers for making pickles because when you use those, they get really mushy. Tip number two is that you want to use unblemished produce. If you have any bruises or scratches in the fruit, you will get a less desirable cucumber. It's not the end of the world, but if you want them to stay firm and crisp, try to use the best produce possible. So pick things that are firm and unblemished. Tip number three is freshness. The best kept secret in making a great pickle, no matter what kind of pickle you're making, is to create it immediately after harvest. Now, that's not always possible, but that will give you the most crisp pickle possible. Every day that you wait after it's been harvested, you lose some of that crisp crunch that everybody wants. So for the best results, pickle your produce within 24 hours of the harvest. And that's why using your homegrown or your farmer market cucumbers is so great because you know they're fresh. When you buy the cucumbers at the grocery store, they could be days or weeks old. You really have no way of knowing. But when you grow it yourself, you know exactly how long it's been off the vine. And every 24 hours off the vine, you lose some of the crispness. So if you want something really crisp and tasty, try to make your pickle as close to the harvest time as possible. And of course, that's not always easy to do, but that's just a trick for getting the best. If you want to do it, go that extra mile. You harvest and pickle on the same day. Tip number four is that you need to remove the blossom end of the cucumber. Now, the reason for that is the blossom end, that's the end that's opposite from the stem, that has an enzyme that can cause the pickle to get mushy. And this is true no matter what kind of pickle you make. So whenever you're making a pickle, you always want to cut off that blossom end and discard it. When I'm making dill pickles and I'm making them into slices, I always cut off both ends so that the cucumber has a uniform shape. In this particular bread and butter recipe, I'm doing slices. So I just slice off that very end of the blossom end and I discard it and then use the rest of the cucumber. Tip number five is to use a pickling or a kosher salt whenever you're making any kind of pickle. Regular iodized salt has an anti-caking agent that will make the brine cloudy. And you always want to make sure you read the label to make sure there is no iodine in the salt. Now, some kosher salts do have iodine. I've discovered that the hard way. But for the most part, most kosher salts do not have iodine. And if you can't find pickling salt, you can use ordinary salt and it's still safe. It's just that the brine or the liquid will be a little bit cloudy and you might get sediment at the bottom of the jar, but it's still perfectly safe. Tip number six is to always use a vinegar of at least 5% acidity. You don't want to use a homemade vinegar or a vinegar of unknown acidity so that you can be sure that the vinegar is not only safe, but has the correct tartness that you want in this recipe. If you want a less sour product, you can add a little bit more sugar and that will cut down on the tartness of the vinegar, but you don't want to dilute the vinegar with water to get a less tart product because that changes the safety of the product. Tip number seven is spices. You can adjust the pickle recipe any way you want with the spices and it will still be safe. Just remember that spice flavors will get stronger the longer that those cucumbers sit in the brine. And in most cases, a little bit of spice goes a long way. Tip number eight is sugar. Now, the sugar in this recipe is for flavor. We're reducing the sour flavor of the vinegar by adding sugar. But the sugar also helps to retain some of the plumpness and the firmness of the pickle. You can reduce the sugar in my bread and butter recipe, and it will still be safe, but it may change the texture of your pickle and make it a little bit more tart. So just know the sugar is there for flavor, not for safety, but it does affect the texture. Tip number nine, firming agents. I do not use firming agents in my quick pickles or my refrigerator pickles. And a firming agent is one of those products that you buy in the store that you add to get a more crisp pickle. I don't use those. I find that if I use really fresh produce and a well-tested recipe, the firming agents are just not necessary. And I just don't like adding anything extra to my canned products. Tip number 10 are jars. Now, because this is not a canned or processed recipe, this gives you an opportunity here to use your vintage jars that would otherwise not be suitable to go inside a canner or to be processed. So for me, nothing makes a refrigerator pickle more special than being pulled out of an old vintage blue canning jar. That's just kind of fun. You don't have to use an old jar. You can use just about anything because it's not being processed, but it's kind of fun if you can use your old jars. So if you have them, this is a perfect opportunity to get to enjoy them. Okay, so you understand how a refrigerator pickle works and you have your 10 tips. Let me just tell you really quickly the basic recipe, and I will have the full recipe on my website. So this particular recipe makes 2 quarts of pickles, and you can use any large jar. It doesn't have to be a 2-quart jar. You can split it into smaller jars if you want to. And these are not processed in a canner, but they must be refrigerated and eaten within 1 month. However, trust me, that's not a problem because they are so good. Mine, when I make these up, mine are always gone within a week, at the most 8 days. They just get gobbled up every time. Now, on this particular recipe, I'm not going to give you all the measurements because it would be much easier for you just to look on the website and print it out. But it takes about 6 cups of pickling cucumbers. That's 6 cups of sliced cucumbers with the blossom end removed. That's about 2 pounds of cucumbers. It takes a little bit of sliced white onion, 3 cups of white vinegar, some sugar, some pickling salt, and then some other spices like mustard seeds, black peppercorns, celery seeds, turmeric, and then I throw in a few garlic cloves as well. And you can experiment with those spices. You slice the cucumbers and you place them in the jar alternating with the sliced onions. And then in a saucepan, you add all of the brine solution and spices and sugar, and you heat it up just to dissolve the salt and the sugar. Then you turn off the heat, pour it over the cucumbers, and let the entire mixture cool off because you don't want to put a hot jar into the cold refrigerator. And when it's room temp, you can put on a top and place it in the refrigerator and wait at least 3 days before you start eating. I think that's the hardest part right there, waiting the 3 days. And once you've hit that 3 days, the spices have started to take hold and you can start eating those refrigerator pickles and use them up within 1 month. It's that simple. So for the full printable recipe, just go to my website, livinghomegrown.com/20. That's /20. I'll have the recipe. I will have a link to episode number 7 of the podcast so you can learn about all different types of pickles. And I'll have some other information there for you on pickling. So I hope this turned you on to the idea of maybe making your own refrigerator pickles. You can experiment with different vegetables. You can experiment with different spices. It's kind of fun, and it's a great way to use up your produce without turning on the heat of the canner. I love that. I hope it cools off a little bit here, and perhaps it's cooling off in your neck of the woods by the time this podcast airs this week. And I will see you next time. Thanks so much for listening and keep working on your food choices that are local, seasonal, and homegrown. Take care.
That's all for this episode of the Living Homegrown Podcast. Visit livinghomegrown.com to download Teresa's free canning resource guide and find more tips on how to live farm fresh without the farm. Be sure to join Teresa Lowe next time on the Living Homegrown Podcast.
Wash the cucumbers well and only use the firm. Oops. Hold on. My kid is texting. Can you pick me up? Yes. Okay. Sorry about that. Start over. So I'm hoping that you pick up today that refrigerator pickles are when? Hold on a minute. In a minute, I am recording. Okay, I'm turning off my phone.